Stiffness, contrary to what most people think, colloquially you'll say, oh, I've got a stiff neck, I've got a stiff back. Stiffness in sports science actually looks at how a deformable body...
What do you mean by deformable?
So it is able to compress or stretch something that is elastic in nature. Stiffness is measured as the ratio of applied force to change in length. So if you're thinking of a muscle or a soft tissue in the body, we apply forces when we contract our muscles or when we land or when we walk, and we look at how that muscle or that tissue responds to the force that is applied. So how much does it stretch or how much does it compress in response to the force that is applied? So in very basic terms, a very stiff tissue, an applied force will not deform that tissue very much, so there won't be too much compression or elongation, whereas we call the opposite of stiffness compliance. So a compliant tissue, if there is an applied force, it will either stretch a lot or it will compress a lot.
Like a loose limb.
yeah. So one way in which we measure stiffness is to basically model the whole lower body or one leg as a spring.
A spring.
Yeah. So if you think of a spring like a metal coil, if you have a tightly coiled spring, if you press that down and let go, it's going to bounce up nice and high in theory. If you have a loosely coiled spring, which would represent a more compliant system, so less stiff, if you apply a force and let go, it's not going to spring up with as much vigor. So we would think in theory that a stiffer spring or a stiffer tissue should be able to compress and recoil more efficiently, and also you should be able to jump higher and run faster, change direction quicker. But the other thing we have to think about, if you have that tightly coiled spring, if you coil it too much, it's going to break.
So a stiff spring is ideal in terms of performance, but it also makes you susceptible to injury.
Correct. Well, in theory, yes. There are some other movements, slower movements, where it may be more beneficial to actually have a greater degree of stretch. So a slow movement such as bench press or controlled jumps or a squat or something like that. Obviously, slow movements like that are not really relevant to team sport scenarios. You're reacting to other players, you know, you want to get somewhere as fast as possible, or you're reacting to a ball moving in a particular direction or anything like that. But as we said earlier, there is also the theory that that can lead to a higher risk of injury. So it's about finding the question that is not necessarily answered yet, is what is the optimal level of stiffness?
In terms of, you were talking about, it's the lower half of the body. Do you train stiffness into netball players?
Yeah, so different athletes, just anecdotally, seem to have different sort of natural levels of stiffness. So some people will be naturally more stiff than others. So can you train for it? Potentially, if you train to increase strength, then you could increase stiffness. But it's sort of still up in the air as to the best way to increase or decrease stiffness. The studies that have looked at increasing stiffness have shown that strength training increases stiffness, but in particular plyometric training.
And what's that?
So that is your dynamic strength training. So lots of quick hopping and jumping. In terms of decreasing stiffness, that is not yet proven in terms of, if we identify that high stiffness is going to lead to injury, or how do we decrease stiffness without stopping training? That's yet to be determined, unfortunately.
Why don't you think we've got there yet?
Because I think that we're looking at athletes. Athletes want to perform well, and there has been a relationship between increasing strength and increasing stiffness. So you're probably not going to get an athlete that wants to decrease strength.
And potentially decrease performance.
Yeah. So it would be a little bit more tricky to find how we can maintain a level of strength and reduce stiffness.
in practice, how do we find that optimal level of stiffness? How would we do that?
How would we? Ideally, we'd like to look at testing the leg as a system, and we do that with what's called the vertical hop test. We basically hop on a force plate and then we do a bunch of calculations afterwards. We could look at individual muscle stiffness. So we've got a little device called the myoton, which is a myometer, and it applies a force just to one particular muscle, even one section of the muscle. In an ideal world, we want a large sample. We want access to them frequently so we can monitor how their stiffness changes. And we want to do, you know, a battery of stiffness tests.
And ultimately, so you can keep players on the court as long as you can without injury.
Yeah, the thing about stiffness is that it can affect performance and it can affect injury risk. So we want them to be performing optimally, but we want to have as low a possible injury risk. So that's where it's really finding that balance, because if we find the optimal level, in inverted commas, and that might be a number or a range, it might be relative to a person. There are ways in which we can fairly easily monitor stiffness if we know those values.